Troy is really pumped up as we're going to bring in the newest tight end from the Miami Dolphins appearing on the Metro PCS hotline, Arthur Lynch, tight end out of Georgia, joining us here on the Fins on the Clock. Arthur, how you doing? Congratulations on being a member of the Miami Dolphins.
Thank you so much. I couldn't be more excited. I'm finally employed. It's been 6 months of unemployment, and I'm just kind of excited for the next step.
Awesome. Good to have you here on the show. And Arthur, give us an idea of how you found out about the selection. Did you know the Dolphins would be interested in you here in the fifth round?
You know, I think I had spoken to the Dolphins on a number of occasions, whether it be a scout or coaches, but, you know, you really never know. So I was kind of sitting there stressing out when a lot of the tight ends went off the board in the earlier rounds. I kind of thought, you know, maybe I'd – Once I got picked, it was just huge sigh of relief, and I couldn't be more happy to be the Miami Dolphins.
Arthur, tell us and tell South Florida what type of tight end that we're getting. I know you were all SEC first choice, and to me, I think we made a great choice. I am a tight end myself, and I continue to tell these guys that we are the greatest athletes that ever graced the face of the earth. So tell us what type of tight end we're going to be getting for this Miami Dolphins football team.
Well, you know, I think, you know, to kind of go along with what you're saying, to be a tight end, you have to be a special kind of athlete from the standpoint of you got to have, you know, physical and mental toughness. You got to be able to run routes like a receiver, but block like a lineman. And a lot of tight ends nowadays can't do that. They can do one or the other. But I think what I was asked to do at the University of Georgia and what I'll be continuing to ask to do at the next level for the Miami Dolphins is doing just that, playing special teams, you know, being able to block the power, but also, you know, run down the seam or run short intermediate routes. And I think I can do both those things very well. I'm not going to be the guy that's going to wow you with any, you know, necessarily, you know, skill set, but at the same time, I'm going to be able to do a lot of things well, be able to, you know, play the game of football at a high level, and I think I could be an effective, you know, tool for the Miami Dolphins for years to come.
Arthur, obviously it's an exciting day for you being selected in the NFL draft by the Miami Dolphins, but do you know anything about what you're getting into in terms of it's a brand new offense? Bill Lazor came over from the Philadelphia Eagles. He's going to probably have a page from Chip Kelly's offense, I would think. So maybe a little bit different from what you ran at Georgia, maybe a little bit different from what everybody runs in the National Football League. How do you think you'll adapt to that type of style that'll give you a little bit more room as a tight end, I believe?
Yeah, well, again, at Georgia, they started using, you know, the tight end. They've always used the tight end, essentially, in a various different ways. I lined up at fullback, that Y position, the H-back role, and also flexed out as a receiver. You know, everyone's athletic and everyone's got a talent in the NFL. It's a matter of how well you can mentally adapt to whatever's given to you. I think I'll be able to adapt just fine from a, you know, mental standpoint to whatever offense is installed for the Miami Dolphins. And I think, you know, with your due diligence and studying the playbook, I'll be able to, you know, kind of, you know, master this offense and hopefully, you know, be an asset to this team. I think that's why they drafted me and why I will continue to work hard in order to, you know, make the Miami Dolphins a better football team.
Arthur Lynch, tight end from Georgia, newest member of the Miami Dolphins, picked in the fifth round, appearing on here, Fins on the Clock on the Metro PCS hotline. Arthur, tell us a little bit more about yourself. You're from Massachusetts. First of all, how did you end up going from Massachusetts to the University of Georgia? And then how do you think your experience in the SEC will help you make that transition to the next level?
You know, well, first, you know, the SEC is, I call it the AAA of, I think it's the best college football league in the nation. And the amount of, you know, quality players I've had to go against, you know, for my 4-year career there is really, you know, unlike anything else. I had to go against Al Ogletree, Jarvis Jones, Justin Houston, just in practice. Then you talk about Clowney, Shreve Floyd, Dominique Easley, all these guys. You know, I've played against them, and I've played well against them. So, granted, everything's faster and bigger and stronger the next level, but I think I'll be able to adapt well because of that. But, you know, getting down to Georgia, it wasn't a conventional thing. You know, I was committed to Boston College out of high school. My mother went there and my sister ran track there. But for me, it was one of those things that I wanted to challenge myself at the possible level for college football. And that was the SEC. That was the University of Georgia. And that's ultimately what I did. And there were some bumps and bruises along the way, but at the end of the day, I think I made the right choice. Actually, I know choice, and I'm sitting here now as a Miami Dolphin. I couldn't be happier.
Yeah, well, we're happy to have you here as a member of the Miami Dolphins. And Arthur, I'd like to ask all the different guys that we've talked to over the course of these last few days getting drafted to the Dolphins, is there a specific tight end or NFL player that you've modeled yourself after as you were developing as a kid and then getting into college?
Yeah, you know, I never played football growing up. It was just in high school when I started. And when I started, when they got moved to tight end and when I was finally, you know, kind of realized that was the future for me, I always looked at, you know, Heath Miller, Zach Miller, you know, Todd Heath, guys like that, because ultimately those guys, they can do everything well, and they do whatever asked of them, both on and off the field. And I think because of that, that's kind of what I've always wanted to be. You never want to be a one-dimensional player or really a one-dimensional person. And, you know, those are the guys that I've always looked up to. I'll continue to look up to, watch film on them, and hopefully I can be a player one day that other tight ends look up to.
And well, Arthur, speaking of that, obviously you made a great impression on your teammates at the University of Georgia, and one of the themes of this Dolphins draft class that we've been talking about, then some of the guys you're going to be coming in with, including Juwan James, Jarvis Landry, Billy Turner, you guys are all team captains at your schools, and so talk a little bit about your personality and what you bring to the table from a leadership standpoint.
I've always, you know, thought of myself as a leader. I've always wanted to set the example and set the standard fairly high, both on and off the field, because I think there is more to life than football, although I do love the game and love what it's done for me. But you always just want to, you know, try to, you know, help other people, help whether that's on and off the field. You know, put your arm around a guy when he needs encouragement, and also, you know, let a fire under him when, you know, he needs to kind of get moving, get motivated. It's a very interesting game, football, and you have to be able to connect with different personalities and different people from different walks of life. And I think I'm a fairly good bridge between that. You know, I was a kid that's from, you know, south of Boston, Massachusetts. You know, pretty kind of rough, rugged, you know, type of background. But then I come down and, you know, Georgia, meet with kids from inner city Atlanta, South Georgia, rural Georgia, and I was able to, you know, fit into that culture and then ultimately be seen as a leader amongst my peers, and my teammates ultimately, you know, made me captain or elected me captain. I think that says a lot about my personality and my leadership skills.
No doubt about it. Arthur Lynch, newest member of the Miami Dolphins, joining us here on the Metro PCS Hotline. Real quickly, because I know Troy wants to say something to you as a fellow tight end before we sign off. But, hey, you got to be excited. No Sean Moreno, Danelle Ellerby, Rashad Jones, a bunch of Georgia Bulldogs already on the roster here, this Dolphins team. You're adding there. You must like that, a little camaraderie before you even get started here, huh?
Well, yeah. I mean, and, you know, you can't get much better than those three guys. I remember Rashad was a junior when I was a freshman. And I've never seen a kid smile so much, man. He's one of the nicest guys out there, and I'm just excited to, you know, hopefully, you know, represent my, you know, alma mater the way they have, with class and with you know, some serious play on the field. And hopefully if I can do that, I'll be a happy guy.
Arthur, I just want to say this. We've had some success with tight ends, Georgia tight ends, with Randy McMichael. I just want to say congratulations and welcome to the Miami Dolphin family.
Thank you so much. I'm so proud and so humbled at the same time to be part of this family.